Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Sahaki. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Borum. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Mueller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Mueller. And now, play ball. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbein throws the ball into Borum, who tags Fleming trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rocco moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Borum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenberg. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Sahaki applying the tag. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Borum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Seary moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 1 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sahaki hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocco moves to third. George Caster now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Felix Makovich now playing center field. Pat Seary now playing right field. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seary. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caster moves to second. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borum bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to third for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sahaki bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Borum covering, for the out. Bagby moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bagby scores. Rocco moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to third. Makovich moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Bob Swift. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for George Caster. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Zeb Eaton pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton strikes out. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hoover now playing shortstop. Paul Richards now catching. Jim Tobin now pitching. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Seary reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 3 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Siri. York reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Merkowitz pinch runs for Rudy York. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. John McHale now playing first base. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Makovich strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 4 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Paul Richards. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.